Josh McCown playing well. He might be a little quarterback controversy. Nah, I'm representing my guy, Jay Cutler. He's back. He's back. You know, the prediction was right. I look like a genius right now. You know, if anything comes up throughout the week, you know, we'll probably have to adjust. But on a serious note, you know, Jay's on the right track. I think he's going to try it this week. And if he can go, he'll go. If he can't, you know, I think he's going to make a very hard decision, you know, to rest it a little bit more. But he's definitely put himself in position to make it out there for Sunday. Let's set the record straight, you know. You can't replace Jay Cutler, you know. In this game, sometimes you have to make plays when there aren't plays out there. And Jay is one of the best at that. You know, that's what some of the great quarterbacks do, you know, but they also stay within the offense. Also, Jay's one of the smartest guys that, you know, that's in the NFL. You know, and you can't replace that either. And I think that comes easy for Jay. It's natural. Josh is also a guy. He's a grinder. You know, he's one of the first guys here. He's one of the last to leave. You know, so I think that's a testament to his preparation. And I think, you know, the results of his preparation show the past few games. Now, when it comes to Jay, you know, he's our leader. He's our captain, you know. How far Jay takes us is, you know, that's how far we're going to go. So Coach Trestman did a great job of conditioning us to look at every game as, a one-game season. So to answer your question, it's hard for me to you know, look at it any other way. You know, so I really can't answer that because, you know, I'm really focused on just the Detroit Lions because they're the next team up and nothing else. You know, we understand what's at stake. We understand, you know, how special the season is for us and what we're capable of doing. You know, so it doesn't matter who we're up against. You know, we're going to approach it the same. Yeah, so in the locker room after the game, I just went up to coach and said, man, you had some big weibos, you know, to do that, man. You know, but that was a defining moment in the game. You know, and you have to do that at times. You know, on the road in Lambeau Field, you know, Monday Night Football, you know, and I'm kind of sounding like it's a bigger game than all the others. But, you know, sometimes you have to do that, you know, because, you know, you're behind the eight ball, you know, when you're on the field in certain situations.
Does converting that have a ripple effect for the rest of that drive where you sort of...
Yes, energy, momentum, you know, sense of urgency, wake up guys and maybe a little sleep or, you know, it's definitely a trickle-down effect when you go for it on fourth down, you know. So that was a big call, a gutsy call, but it shows the type of coach we have, the character, the demeanor, and you want to play for guys like that. Well, first I will say this. You know, you have to be sensitive to the fact of the kid Martin, what he's going through. You know, prayer is definitely for him. You know, a serious situation. You know, that's something that I understand, something I've been through. And so I wish him the best, and hopefully, you know, he's getting the care that he needs. When it comes down to Richie getting suspended, you know. We don't know. We don't know what was all said, what's all been done. And sometimes I feel like the NFL, you know, to protect the brand or the logo of the team, you know, we do things for, you know, because of, you know, the publicity. So I don't know, you know, but I play with Richie. I enjoy playing with Richie. I stay in contact with Richie. You know, it was kind of disturbing to see, you know, some of the things that were said, but I also know that, you know, it's not an isolated incident, you know. It's unfortunately the culture of the NFL, you know. Here is different. You know, what we do, you know, we look at rookies different, you know. You have to earn your stripes, earn your place, you know, on the team, earn your place in the NFL. But as far as crossing that line, you know, disrespecting guys, demeaning guys, you know, that just doesn't happen here. Actually, Coach Trestman did a great job of really going out of his way, you know, to make everyone feel comfortable, you know, from day one. You know, there were some things where, like, man, this goes on in every locker room. We would love to continue to do it, you know, but coach just said, hey, you know, we're going to nip that in the bud. I want guys to focus on football, you know, and everyone just focus on their job and that, you know, a rookie night or, you know, what the guys might do to me the next day. Well, when you look at it from this standpoint, that you take a little boy and a little girl. A little boy falls down. The first thing we say as parents is get up, shake it off. You'll be okay. You know, don't cry. When a little girl falls down, what we say? It's going to be okay. We validate their feelings. So right there from that moment, we're teaching our men, you know, to mask their feelings. Don't show their emotions. And it's that times 100 with football players. Can't show that you're hurt. Can't show any pain. So for a guy that comes in the locker room and he shows a little vulnerability, you know, that's a problem. So that's what I mean by the culture of the NFL. And that's where we have to change. So, you know, what's going on in Miami, you know, it goes on in every locker room. But it's time for us to, you know, start talking, maybe have some group sessions where guys sit down and talk about what's going on off the field or what's going on in the building, and that masks everything. Because the worse it goes untreated, the worse it gets. Unfortunately, you see this kid, Martin, you know, he's been harboring these feelings for the past 2 years, and now he's at a boiling point where he has to walk out. And, you know, it's a good thing that it didn't escalate to something more serious, but, you know, it's time for us to take a look at, you know, some things that we can do that's proactive and potentially start with maybe some group sessions, some group therapy, or some other innovative things that's out there.